May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 610. 610. Precious Jesus, friend of sinners, we as such to thee draw near. Let thy spirit now dwell in us, and with love our souls inspire. Fill, O fill us, with that love which casts out fear. Hymn 610.
Thank you. From God's word, we will read from the book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 33. The book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet, every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah." And he said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him. Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor know his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice on thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of him that of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, they rise not again. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land. For the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth, and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. For they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm of the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there in a portion of the lawgiver was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south, and of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven, in thy help. And in his excellency, on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before them, from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. The shield of thy help and the sword, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. Gracious eternal Lord God, we ask a blessing on thy word, which we have been privileged to read this night. We pray that we too may know the blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich. That we may be filled with thy blessing. That we may be the beloved of the Lord. That we may be saved by grace. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing us into thy house, for thy day of rest, for thy word, thy gospel, thy people, thy day. We thank thee for the blessings which flow from Jesus Christ and from all he has done at Calvary's cross. Help us, Lord, to worship thee with thankfulness for all thy kindness to us each day by day. For the blessings of sovereign grace or sin abounding. For the way of salvation. For the friend of sinners. For everything we may have received from thy hand spiritually. For our health and strength, for our homes, our families, our possessions, the measure of comfort that we all enjoy, for the freedom to worship, preserve it to us, we pray. For all that thou dost do for us each, in the journey of life, day by day. Help us, Lord, to enter into thy courts with thanksgiving and into thy gates with praise, for thy kindness to us each. Do hear abundantly and answer the prayer of our opening hymn, and open to us the treasures of thy word. May thy glorious gospel river flow into our hearts this night and fill the dry places like a river. And Lord, do claim us as thy portion and give us the faith and the right to claim thee as ours. Bless each one found in thy house this night. Bless those absent and those listening in from their own homes. May we, whether in the sanctuary of God or in our own homes, unitedly worship thee here this night. And may we sit down and hear thy word. May we be blessed with thy presence and with thy voice. Pardon and forgive every sin. And lead us to that fountain opened at Calvary. Apply the precious blood, we pray, to our hearts. And may we know that token for good. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Bless, we pray, this church and people. Abundantly bless the provision of thy house here. Own and bless the ministry of thy servants. Crown thy gospel with success as it is preached here. Bless this church. May it grow in grace. May it grow in knowledge of thee. May it grow in all the fruit of the Spirit. May they be united together in love and union and walk together in humility and in grace. Do provide for their every need. And abundantly bless them. Bless them as they meet around thy table month by month. And do bless us this evening as we come to thy table. May we find thee there to welcome us. May thy presence sanctify the occasion. Do bless them when they meet for their church meetings. Give them wisdom and grace. Give them the mind of Christ. And Lord, do add unto their number those whom thou hast saved from this congregation. Go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders to make known. Do bless this congregation. Grant life to those who are dead. Grant grace to those who are living. Pour out thy blessing upon them. Constrain one and another by thy love to join in church fellowship here. May, Lord, there be the sound of an abundance of rain. May there be thy gracious work seen. And do add unto their number those whom thou wilt bless, whom thou wilt feed and whom thou wilt use here. Do provide for their every need. Collectively as a people and as individually in their various pathways in life. Bless, we pray, thy servants and thy church as it gathers for worship today in our land and in other corners of the world. Especially remember those who are persecuted for Christ's sake. Be very near unto them. Be a wall of fire about them. Bless and help thy servants as they proclaim thy word this day. Grant healing to those who are sick. And do send forth more labourers into thy harvest. We pray. Follow with thy blessing the labours in the Sabbath school this afternoon. May something, Lord, have been done to thine honour and glory, which will stand the test and the fires of life and live at last. Bless thee, deacons of this cause, and give them all needed grace and wisdom in the office thou hast called them to. And do bless them abundantly in their pathways in life. Bless our dear brother here in his loneliness and help him in his pathway. We thank thee, Lord, for the addition granted to this people in the past week in the gift of a child. We pray for that family and for that life. We pray for any here, Lord, who need thee this week in any special way. To appear for them. We pray, Lord, that there may be those who are born again this day under the preaching of thy word, and who are brought to begin to know the Lord. We pray, Lord, that for those whom thou hast blessed with life in time past, that thou would grant that gracious revival, a fresh visit of thy love, a fresh glimpse of thy face. And do lead us to Calvary by faith to behold the Lamb of God. And in beholding, may we behold our sin nailed to that cross. And then, Lord, may that sight sanctify our lives this week to come. And may we walk worthy of him to whom we owe so much. Do help us as we come to thy word of truth. Bless it unto us. As we ask every mercy for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 44. Here, Lord, my soul convicted stands, of breaking all thy ten commands, and on me just be myself for thy wrath in one eternal shell. Hymn number 44.
Seeking the Lord's help, we turn to the book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and the third verse. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet, every one shall receive of thy words. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hands. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. These are the last words of Moses. His farewell. Before he goes to experience face to face the love he speaks of in our text. The people are at the borders, the promised land, the end of their journey. Many trials and battles behind them, many more in front of them. And with what gracious encouragements does Moses leave for them? As under the inspiration and command of God and direction of his Spirit, he blesses each tribe before he leaves them. He was going home, but the Lord was going to remain. And here we have in our text the root of God's dealings with ancient Israel. Here we have in our text the root of God's dealings with spiritual Israel. Yea, he loved the people. It is true collectively. God looks upon his people. His whole election of grace. And he loves them. With an everlasting love. With tenderness. With compassion. With warmth. But also, each individual member of that vast, blessed company who are favoured to be called the people of God. He loves them individually. Yea, he loved the people. Can you join with the hymn writer, he loved me. He saw me ruined in the fall. Yet loved me notwithstanding all, he saved me from my lost estate. His loving kindness, oh how great. The greatness of the loving kindness of the Lord to unworthy sinners, such as we. It is that love of which the natural Israel are a type. Because he loved them, He took them from Egypt and from Pharaoh's bondage and slavery. The power of that love delivered them from Egypt's chains. The power of that love brought them out. The power of that love brought them through that journey, 38 long years. The power of that love had brought them to the promised land, and the power of that love would land them safe in the promised land. So it is with each of the Lord's people spiritually. The love of God takes each and every one in God's own appointed time out of the bondage of spiritual Egypt, out from the slavery of sin and Satan, and the consequences of that. It calls them by grace. It leads them through the wilderness journey of this life to the verge of Jordan, and then carries them safe to heaven. All because he loves them. Child of God, because he loved you with an everlasting love, he sent his beloved Son into the world, that you may one day be with him forever in heaven. We see his love in election. He chose a people because he loved them. What a favour it would be if we each and every one were to be proved to be among them. Why he should love any is amazing. God did not have to save. God did not have to redeem. He never redeemed one rebellious angel. Every single one of them had been left to perish. And God is just in doing so. And he is equally just in his dealings with mankind. And beloved friend, if you can this evening trace out your calling and your election, the greatest wonder for you will be that he chose you and that he loved you. Yea, he loved the people. And how great and almighty is that love? It changes and transforms completely a life. It changes a rebel into an obedient child. It changes an enemy into willingly being the Lord's servant. It brings one who is a total stranger to know Christ. And to know him is to love him. Some of you would be lying this evening, would you not, if you said you didn't know him? Perhaps you don't know him as well as you would like to. Perhaps it may be a long time since he has visited you. But can you honestly say tonight, You are a total stranger to him. Solemn if you can. Some of you probably hear it is true. And if it is true, may your heart be stirred up to know what the hymn writer said when he said, no more a stranger or a guest, but to be like a child at home. But there are some of you who have known the blessing of the Lord. You have heard his voice. You have seen him by faith. You have known his presence. And tonight you can rejoice in the inheritance of this text. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and you're safe in his hand. None shall pluck thee from the strength of Israel's hands, because these hands have an almighty strength. And therefore, any power which would seek to pluck you from those hands is bound to fail, because they are not stronger than the hands that hold you. That is a secret of your safety. It does not lie in you, or in your sincerity, or in your diligence, or in your own seeking to keep the law. It lies in the fact that your loving, gracious Father, Saviour and Comforter holds you in his hand. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. It is this love which causes us to know him and to love him in return. There was someone, I can't remember what their names were, but they said, I did not love God. I did not want to love God. But he loved me. And he made me love him. That, friends, is what the love of God does. It changes the heart and makes that heart, which was once at best indifferent, at worst antagonistic. It brings him, in the words of our text, down, sitting at the feet of Jesus, willing to be there, delighting to be there, humbled, meek, lowly, looking unto him, waiting to receive his words. Some of you have been there, have you not? Some of you were there a long time ago. Some of you perhaps are there this evening. Favoured spot to be, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Yea, he loved the people. It is only that love that brings us to his feet, to learn of him. It is this love which guides and guards and directs and sets out the pathway for each believer to follow. It is that love, because he loved the people, he gave them the Ten Commandments, that they might know God's revealed will. You ever consider that? It was an act of a loving God who gave the commandments to Moses, that his people not be ignorant of them. Thank God if he has revealed to you his will. Seek that grace to walk in it. No matter what the cost may be. Yea, he loved the people. And of course, at its greatest, we go to Calvary, where we see by faith the Lord of life and glory expiring. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. He did not deserve to be there. And yet he took the place of those who deserved, the people in our text. And he was punished as if he had committed their sins instead of them. You ever seen that, believer? For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, that is God the Son, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And if you by faith this evening are enabled to ponder for a moment, believer, on the personal debt you owe to the Saviour, and of the debt he paid for you upon that cross, you will begin to understand just a little of the love and the mercy which God has for you. That love which made him willing to suffer. And we cannot enter into the sorrow he felt when he did not know the comforting presence of his Father in those hours. And that was the greatest part of that suffering. In no way should we minimize the physical sufferings. They were great and they were part of it. But the greatest of all was when his Father withdrew the comfort of his presence. He sighed, he groaned, he sweat, he cried. Through awful floods he passed and died. Bore all incarnate God could bear, with strength enough and none to spare. Yea, he loved the people. Consider the love of the Father in giving his Son and sending him to Calvary. And diverting the just, vindictive anger from your head, believer, to the head of Christ. Never forget the debt you owe your Father for the gift of his beloved Son. And then what about the love of the Holy Spirit? Was it not him who revealed to you your need? Was it not him that revealed to you the supplier of your need? Was it not him who sealed the blood of the everlasting covenant to you? all done in love. And so we see here in the triune God, love to his people, each and every one of them. Yea, he loved the people. And may you, believer, tonight be enabled to rejoice in that love. Not all the wanderings of your heart, nor all the darkness of your pathway, or all that you are passing through or may yet pass through, can alter the fact, believer, that you are loved with an everlasting love, and that that love will remain strong and almighty at all times, in all circumstances, in all parts of your journey through life. Yea, he loved the people. It was with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced. Long ere the sun's refulgent rays primeval shades of darkness drove, they on his sacred bosom lay, loved with an everlasting love. And maybe this evening you will be able to get in a different light, your pathway, if you can see a God of love over it all. It's not in anger, believer, that you're going through tonight some darkness, some difficulty, some distress, some trial. It's all done in love, even though this evening you perhaps cannot see it. Even though perhaps this evening your faith is so weak, it will not believe it. Does not alter the fact that it is all done in love. There's teaching in it. You can't see it now, but you will one day. You're being taught. You're being led closer to him. This is a trial of your faith. When it comes out the other end, it will be strengthened. It won't go. It won't end. It won't die, even though you think it will tonight. It cannot die. Because God is the author of your faith. Therefore, it cannot die, believer. The fire will only strengthen it. But it will burn up all that you thought was faith, but turns out not to be. And it's when we go into the fire, we realize just how little faith we have. He's conforming you to his image, and he's making you also a partaker of his sufferings. Not only to you're being favored, not only to view his sufferings by faith, but to be a partaker of them. That is, in measure, in much smaller measure, to walk through something of them yourself, that you may have a deeper understanding of what he walked through for you. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. All, it says, without exception, his saints, his people, thou art mine, he says, to each and every one of them. That means we're called to walk worthy of him. It means we are called to follow him. It means we are called to honor him. It means we are called to obey him. It means we are called to walk worthy of him. We can never be worthy, but we are called to walk worthy. That means to walk as consistently toward in following his example as we can. And to seek not to do anything which may bring reproach, shame, or dishonor to his name, to others who look on. May we be given that grace so to do. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. Given to him by the Father, in that covenant of grace, ordered in all things well. What is a saint? A sinner, saved by grace. That's what a saint is. A sinner taught their need as a sinner, brought by sweet and precious faith to the feet of Jesus to receive pardon, mercy, loving kindness from him. What is a saint? It is a follower of the Lamb. It is somebody who Christ dwells within them, and therefore he influences their life. That is what it is to possess grace. It is Christ who dwells in us by his Spirit. He gives us grace to walk in this life. And if we have grace, we will walk differently from if we did not have it. When you're given grace, and when that grace is in exercise, your attitude and spirit will be different to when you are graceless or when it is feeble. When you have grace, you are enabled to come out from the world, to be separate. You are enabled to give up that besetting sin. You are enabled to forgive your enemy. You are enabled to walk humbly before your God. You are enabled to be content with what you've been given, rather than for seeking for what you have not been given. You are brought honestly and sincerely to seek what his will is for love's sake. And then, having had that revealed to you, to seek to obey that will. A saint is someone who comes by prayer to bring their needs to this hand in our text, which will supply all your need. He's promised it. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What need have you tonight? Bring it to him, and then ask him to supply. And notice it says, all your need. What a vast, encompassing word that is. It means there is nothing that you can leave out. The needs of your soul, the need of faith, the need of love, the need of patience, the need of being conformed to his image, the need of bearing forth the fruit of the Spirit, the need of forgiveness. And then, what about your providential needs? Now, they are different, are they not? They differ from person to person. But that word is no less something you can plead. All your need. It doesn't say all you want. All your need. See, your wants and your needs may be separate. God won't give you all you want, but he will supply all your need. In other words, that which he sees you need for the good of your soul and which is necessary in the pathway of life, he will supply. All his saints are in thy hand. And his saints do know answers to prayer. Some of you have known them, have you not? A saint is someone who above all is taught their need of mercy and forgiveness. Here is the language of a saint. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that is only the language of a saint. Only a saint will pray like that. Now it's easy to say the words, but to be truly brought to mean them, that will only come under the teaching of the Holy Ghost, and he only teaches saints. The language of a saint, Lord, remember me. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. And brief prayers are often have the most life in them. And they often get the greatest answers. All his saints are in thy hand. A saint is brought into the latter part of this text. They sit down at his feet, thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. They sit down at thy feet. They are brought into his presence. And by faith they are brought to know something of his presence. And then by faith they are brought to hear his words and receive them as his words. When were you last at the feet of Jesus? When did you last receive of his words? Here we have the place of fellowship, the place of communion and union. One who has been reconciled with God, they sat down at thy feet. Sitting down, it suggests they're going to abide there, they're going to stay there. They found the place where their soul is satisfied. They're at home. The presence of Jesus is home, is it not, believer? Is that not one of the reasons why this house of God has been made a Bethel to you? Because you found Christ here. And you've heard his word here. He sat down at thy feet. And there are places at your in your home, are there not? Perhaps in your workplace even. Perhaps in a private field, where by faith you've heard his word. You've sat down at his feet. You've been with Jesus. and you received his blessing. They sat down at thy feet. The place of humility, the place of submission, the place of obedience, the place where we are willing to learn. By nature, we're not willing to learn, are we? We think we know it all. One of the offices of the Holy Spirit is to humble us and to empty us of all empty head knowledge. And we are brought to realize just how little we do know. And what we do know, we owe to the revelation of the Holy Spirit. They sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. And there's a blessed place when by faith you sit here. Here, says a hymn writer, I'd feast my soul forever. While the balm of life I prove, every wound a river of his everlasting love. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Beloved friend, if you've ever sat down at his feet, it proves you're his saint. Only saints sit here. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Well, what are these words? Everything that the Lord speaks to you in the pathway of life. Some words are words of teaching and revelation and rebuke. Conviction of sin, that is receiving his words. Until God convicts us of sin and brings us into the experience of the hymn we have just sung, we will never really and honestly receive and accept the fact that we are sinners. We may believe it in our head, but that's different to believing it in your heart. To truly knowing it. But one of the fruits of being here in our text is that we will be brought to know that we are sinners. That we have failed. That we have not walked worthy. That we have done those things we ought not to have done. That we have not done those things that we should have done. That we have done things perhaps which were right, but from a wrong motive. Yes, sometimes the Lord's words here are words of rebuke and correction. But you know, a word of rebuke and a word of correction is just as much an evidence of the Lord's love for you as a word of blessing and encouragement. Reproofs and rebukes, we are told, are in the way of life. That means that your Lord and Saviour loves you, believer, so much. That when he sees you going wrong, rather than allowing you to continue, he will bring you to a dead halt and bring you to realize that you are going wrong and bring you back again. Now, is not that an act of love? It's not done in anger. When he lays his rod upon you, it's done in love. May you be able to receive it as love. And fall under it instead of kicking at it. And the longer you kick, the more you're going to feel his rod. Until you're brought to his feet to receive his word. Sometimes the word that you will receive is a word which teaches you of the truths and doctrines of his word, of the truth of election, of the truth that you're only kept by the Spirit, of the truth that God gives you grace and faith and then gives you more grace, of the truth of the faithfulness of your God, that even when you are unfaithful to him, he remains faithful to you. Of that glorious truth that he is unchangeable. Everyone shall receive of thy words. You'll be brought to see something of his wisdom and of his grace. Be brought again and again to realize just how little grace and wisdom you have, and just how much more you need to learn. And if you think tonight you know it all, you show just how little you learn. You have learned. None of us know it all. There's always much, much more to learn. Everyone shall receive of thy word. Sometimes it may be a word of direction or command. Some of us are about to obey one of those commands. This do in remembrance of me. That's a command he gives to all his people. And that and every one of his commands, his people should receive and should obey and follow. And yes, sometimes his commandments, they're not easy, are they? Perhaps the flesh kicks against it. And of course, it is impossible by nature. Isn't it? It is impossible for you to deny yourself. For some of you, it's much more harder than others to forgive others when they do you wrong. It is hard for some of you to come out from the world and not to indulge in those sins that others tempt you into. It's not easy, is it, to bear their reproach and their scorn? But he giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when labours increase to added affliction. He addeth his mercy to multiply trials, his multiplied peace. Perhaps this evening he's bringing you into the next verse. When we have exhausted our store of endurance. Is that where you are tonight? Exhausted? The end, not knowing how you're going to carry on. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we've come to the end of all our hoarded resources, then our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. That Beloved friend, is how tonight you are going to be given that ability to receive and to obey the command and the direction he's given you, whatever it may be. By going back to the God who originally gave you grace and to ask him to give you more grace to obey his command and to enable you to carry on. That's why he's brought you down, to teach you dependence and to teach you that when you come to the end, his fullness remains exactly the same as when you first came to him by faith. Everyone shall receive of thy words. And then, of course, I see the time has gone, so I must close. Words of blessing. Words of encouragement. Words of love. Those fear nots. Those thus saith the Lord. Those blessings which we read this evening. And many more of them. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When by faith you are unable to receive that, then you will be enabled to come by faith to that cross. When by faith you hear him say, I love thee well, thy sins are all forgiven, he will give you that faith to believe it, to receive it, to rest in it. And when your soul rests there, you'll know peace, you'll know security, you'll know rest, you'll know quietness. I must stop because of the time. May the Lord bless these words tonight. And may you and I be given ears to hear what he says. Because only the living and only the saints hear his voice. And here is one of the marks of the sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If you have ever heard him say to you, come, then in the day of judgment he'll never say depart. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Timothy Parrish, if he's well enough. Mr. Timothy Barker is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Izzard next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 330. 330. Your harps, ye trembling saints, down from the willows take, loud to the praise of Christ our Lord, bid every string awake. Hymn 330.
Bless, gracious God, thine own word unto us. Pardon and forgive all that thou hast seen wrong in our worship. Be with any who go on their way. Watch over, keep, bless them. Do be with those of us now who at thy kind invitation and command come now to thy table to remember thy dying love. Meet with us around that table, Lord. And Lord, remember those who will watch from afar. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen.